You're listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horror Cast is brought to you by OC Monster Man, Tiffany, Dee Dee Donahue, Matt N., and Al White. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horror Cast.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 221st episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today marks the beginning of our 6th year, Carly.
Holy mackerel.
And what better way to start off our year but with movies about monkeys and twisters?
I mean, you know? It sounds perfect to me.
That's right, listeners. You guessed it. This week, we're discussing the great Monkey Shines and the cultural phenomenon that is Twister.
As a reminder, we do tend to spoil movies, so listen at your own risk. Both of today's films are currently streaming on HBO, so check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener.
Whew. Feels like it's been a minute since we've done this.
I know. What am I doing? I don't know.
I feel so out of practice all the time.
Same.
But before we jump into today's films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Last Night in Soho. It's got an October 29th release date. It's written and directed by Edgar Wright, who you may remember from films such as Shaun of the Dead, Baby Driver, and Scott Pilgrim. It's also written by Christy Wilson Carnes, who wrote 1917. The IMDb summary is, an aspiring fashion designer is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s, where she encounters a dazzling wannabe singer, but the glamour is not all it appears to be, and the dreams of the past start to crack and splinter into something darker. I had a lot of saliva during that, so sorry, I had to take a break. I had to take a lengthy break.
I love Edgar Wright with my whole heart.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
I'm so excited for this movie. When the trailer dropped a couple weeks ago, I couldn't stop watching it. And now I think there's a new one. And it's just, I don't want to watch anymore, but I want to watch it all because I want to see this movie immediately. And I'm so happy. I think it was originally slated for December. I'm so happy that it's October now.
I'm stoked on it. I didn't really know anything about it. But then I was like, oh, Edgar Wright. Oh, it says horror. That works. Let's watch that. Oh,
I'm so excited.
I was like, oh, this looks real good.
Yeah. it looks real amazing. Good.
It's I know you love Baby Driver.
I really love Baby Driver and Scott Pilgrim.
Well, everyone loves Scott Pilgrim. I know. Shaun of the Dead is like a classic.
Super classic. It's true.
And you also like 1917.
I like all of it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard great things.
I really liked
it. I mean, it won like a billion awards, right?
Well-deserved awards. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else. I don't want to give away the plot. I don't really I don't know. There's some kind of time travel in your dreams, and I appreciate that. And,
same.
I'm all about it. I love Anya Taylor-Joy. It's great to see her in more movies.
I love Matt Smith.
I almost did a different trailer this week when I was writing the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie called Lamb, which I really want to see, but I will never make you watch it.
Thank you.
Because it's called Lamb, so I'm guessing you could guess why.
There's probably murder of animals in it.
I don't think that there's murder of animals in it.
Well.
But there is animals being treated certain ways, but I don't think... In harmful ways, I just think it might be a little Carly triggering.
Gotcha. Well, you'll be able to let me know.
But basically, this Icelandic couple has their farm and one of the...
Oh, I actually saw the trailer for that.
You did? And there's a lamb that's born and then they adopt the lamb as their child and treat the lamb like a child.
It's like a lamb head baby.
Yeah. Kind of. You did see that?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it before the Green Knight.
Okay, well, let's hold on to that for next week then.
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
I was like, I don't want to trigger Carly, but I really want to see this movie.
Yeah, well, we can talk about it still, even if I don't want to watch it.
All right, cool.
Also, the twins from Harry Potter are in this movie. I'm really excited.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah, both of them. James both and the Oliver Phelps.
Well, when you said the twins, I just assumed you meant both of them.
Yes. Both of them, not just one.
Because usually, if you say twins,
well, what if I was like, I don't know which one it is, but one of them.
Sure.
But no, they're both in there.
They're both in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are we ready to get started? Because I'm excited to talk about these movies today. This was a treat. This week was a treat.
This was a fun week.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what the first movie is today, Carly?
All right. So we are going to be starting off the episode. I don't know what I'm saying.
You almost said day.
I did. It is not a day. It is an hour.
Occasionally, it feels like a day.
It does. It's true. It's not. Just a moment in time. But we are going to be talking about Monkey Shines from 1988, written and directed by George A. Romero, based on the novel by Michael Stewart. The IMDb summary is, a quadriplegic man has a trained monkey help him with his paralysis until the little monkey begins to develop feelings and rage against its new master. Is that, though?
No.
No.
It's not accurate.
It's not accurate at all. Who wrote this?
I don't know, but I will say, I was expecting something very different than what this is.
Oh, same.
It is a treat.
It starts off with a bang. I was like, what is this movie? Especially because it made me laugh so hard. When it starts off with naked stretching.
Yes. Very aggressive naked stretching. I was like, you're going to pull something stretching like that. You shouldn't be bouncing around when you're stretching,
and
naked,
like,
man.
Very naked all over the
super
place.
Super naked. Yeah.
I appreciated the monkey notice at the beginning explaining that these are trained monkeys and that while some things could be stressful, there was no animal harm with the monkeys, so I appreciated that. And then we just
monkeys
jumped
are good.
Into naked people and naked stretching.
Yes.
And then my notes were puppy, and then, oh my god, he was hit by a car.
that puppy caused the problem.
He scared the crap out of him. And it was so weird, because was he holding something? Because what fell? It looked like a bit of concrete.
No, you didn't notice? He packed a backpack filled with bricks.
Oh, I did miss that.
For his training.
Okay.
Because they didn't have weighted vests in the 80s.
I guess. I was like,
He's kicking it old school by throwing some bricks in a backpack.
I don't think I noticed that they were bricks. I was like, oh, he's just getting ready to go for work. And then I was like, why are, like, pounds of asphalt.
Oh yeah, no, that's the those were the bricks. Yeah, he legit got up. Oh, I'm gonna go take my run. Grabs a backpack, a flimsy 80s looking backpack, by the way, and fills that shit with bricks that he finds like outside in a pile.
Sure.
And because that's what you do.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
I guess so.
I mean, geez, you really need to run with weights that badly that you need? That doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it sounds
like weighted vests are at least soft.
Yeah, though, like, that was like a jagged, those are jagged pieces
are
of brick,
jagged edged. This is like some Rocky Balboa type shit.
Yeah, that's also aggressive, just like his naked stretching.
Yeah.
I
was like, I don't know if they really understood fitness well in the 80s, because I don't think you're supposed to do it like that.
I don't think so either. You know,
like trying to hurt himself.
That's where all those back problems.
I mean, he
came
looked
from.
Great.
He did.
So whatever he was doing was working. I just know that I would end up with like cuts on my back and pulled muscles.
I would have made it like past my driveway.
Yeah.
I'd been like, this isn't going to happen.
And he's high-fiving the bicyclist.
Yeah, he was, like, really enthusiastic.
Yeah, he was into working out.
And that German Shepherd ruined his day.
His life, really.
His life, really.
If you think about it.
How long was he gone for? Because my man had a full beard in that next scene.
How long do you think he was in the hospital for?
Yeah.
Maybe a month or two.
But that was like an intense beard.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's just one of those people that have a 5 o'clock shadow by the end of the day, you know? Maybe he's just a hairy guy.
He didn't really look like it. I just think they got overzealous in the makeup department.
How long do you think it takes a man to grow a full beard?
A long, I mean, like an even full beard? Because that thing was like even.
It was. I think that maybe it wasn't real, is my guess.
It was not. The makeup people were like, we're doing this.
I think
we're
they maybe just went a little overboard with it.
I think so, too. It was very distracting.
With the face wig.
Yeah. See? These things that stand out to me. Just like Stanley Tucci.
Oh, my God.
Looking so
young.
And
Stephen Root. And Stephen Root is in this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love both of them.
And monkeys.
And monkeys.
And they were so cute.
Oh, my God. Ella? I was in love with Ella.
I was like, don't yell at her, like, even at the end.
Until, like, almost the end. I think I might be on Ella's side the whole time.
I was on Ella's side the whole time.
Ella's not the villain here. Who is the villain?
The main guy.
Which guy?
Alan.
Alan's not the villain.
He gets so angry. And I know.
But that's not his fault either.
But he's like so aggro. And I'm like, do not raise your voice at the monkey.
First of all, Jeffrey is the villain. If you think anyone else is the villain in this, you're wrong, Carly.
I will agree with that because he takes that needle.
He's the one that's just shooting up everything and anything around him.
That's true. He needs to calm down.
With this brain juice.
And he's lying.
He's a monster.
He is.
He's yelling at the protesters.
He's yelling at everybody.
He's just not a pleasant dude.
No, he's a liar and a yeller and a needle stabber.
You know, I really appreciate Stephen Root, but I'm not sure I understand the reason for his character.
I don't either.
Okay. So if you haven't seen Monkey Shines.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't seen Monkey Shines, it's about a man, a college student, graduate student, probably a graduate student.
I was like, he looks a little old, but I mean, it is the 80s, so.
I'm going to say he's in his mid-20s, probably. Mid to late 20s. He's going for his law degree, I think, so it makes sense he might be in law school. And he, gets hit by a bus or a truck or something. And becomes a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
And basically, his friend Jeffrey runs this, like, animal testing part of the college or of the university.
He's a monster.
And he's testing brain material on monkeys to try to make them extra smart.
Yeah.
But he's not testing it anyway. He's just injecting them with brain juice.
Yep.
And then getting upset when nothing happens. Like, you're not even giving them tests or anything.
No.
Understand what you're doing. And then Stephen Root plays, like, just the university main guy.
He's just there in random scenes.
He's just there and he's random.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, Alan, who's our main guy, is depressed. Obviously, because he used to be very athletic and now he cannot move at all.
And his girlfriend left him for Stanley
for
Tucci.
For his doctor. For Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Stanley Tucci looks jacked in this movie.
And he's so cute. He doesn't have glasses and he has hair.
It took me a hot minute to realize that it was Stanley Tucci.
When you told me that, but then when I like sat down to watch, I was just looking for him. I was like, that's not him. There he is.
Because he doesn't look like what you look like, what you think
like
of when you think of Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. Like immediately whenever I think of Stanley Tucci, even though I watch like he does like Instagrams where he makes drinks and stuff like that, I just immediately think of Devil Wears Prada Stanley Tucci.
Oh, yes.
That's just like where my brain goes. It's like classic.
He's such a chameleon.
Yeah. Yes. But this was like, oh, it's baby Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
So
he's kind of a son of a bitch. I guess he's kind of a villain.
He is. He stole the girlfriend and he didn't pay attention to the paralysis situation.
I think he purposefully fucked up.
I think he did too, to be honest.
To steal his girl.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit. That man should lose his medical license ASAP.
Well, he died, so.
Yeah, that's true. Who's the second doctor? He looks super familiar too. There's like everyone in this movie. I'm like, I know this person.
Yeah, the older guy, right?
Yeah. I can't place him, but yeah, he's definitely in stuff. So anyway, Alan's, you know, injured, very injured. And his mom throws him a congratulations on being a quadriplegic party, to which he's handed a sippy cup by a nurse in front of a room filled with his friends. So that sounds amazing.
That nurse is also a bee.
She is the fucking worst. She is also the villain.
She is. The fact that, like, the fact that the bird was literally attacking his eyes and she had the nerve to be like, I don't know what she said, but she yelled at him and called him names. Like, I'm sorry, but that bird should not have been out of his cage attacking people's eyes.
Why are birds out of the cage at this man's house?
Like, it's not his bird.
I get you might want to let your bird out of the cage at night in your room or something. Close a door. Yeah. What are you doing?
Exactly.
This is not appropriate bird ownership behavior.
No, nurse. She's definitely a villain.
And she hates the monkey, which...
How can you hate the monkey?
I don't know. She is adorable.
She's adorable.
She is the
and
cutest
she gives him
little
a hug.
Thing.
Oh, my God. When she gave him the hugs, I was like, that's it. You've won my heart. You can, you know, do whatever you want. I love you.
You know who else is great is Melanie. And Melanie is the monkey trainer.
Yes, Melanie's great.
And she is just a great character.
Mm-hmm. I really like
very
her.
Very compassionate, three-dimensional, lovely woman.
Yes.
Doesn't take any shit.
No.
I appreciate her. I think that was good. How do you feel about the quadriplegic sex scene in this film?
Very strange.
I don't think there's very many movies with this.
No. It was interesting that I was like, is she using the, like... What it's like a piece of his bed to like
I mean,
give herself leverage.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got creative. Swing. They got creative.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
Good for you, Alan.
I was like, go movie. This is like
making it work. Is,
yes.
I was like, what is she holding on to? And then I had to like rewind.
Oh, that's
it.
When you have like someone's in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. A lot of times there's like a little bar that hangs above them so they can pull themselves up. Obviously he can't because yeah. He's a quadriplegic, but that whole room is set up for someone who's been injured and needs a monkey to help them.
Right. That's why I was confused because I thought that that's what it was, but I was like, but he can't use his arms.
No, so, but that room anyway. Isn't meant for him. That's just for anybody that's injured and she's helping them.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm sure not everybody that has a monkey is a quadriplegic.
That yeah, monkey me? Is the best.
Some of them just might not be able to move around as good.
That's true.
Yeah. Ella is so amazing.
Ella
she
is so amazing.
Can use the phone.
That's what I was just going to say. Do you know, I looked it up because I'm a psychopath. Her name is Boo.
Oh, of course it is. Of course
Boo.
It is. She can play music. Mm-hmm. She can help you mm-hmm. with numerous tasks. Bring you food.
Yep.
Feed you.
Yep.
Also, his house is like... very advanced. Mm-hmm. It's basically has an Alexa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
This is like Amazon dot before Amazon dots. Turn on the lights and open the door and shit. It's pretty fancy.
I want an Ella.
You'd rather have an Ella? I mean, I'd rather have an Ella too. Except this... Okay, so the part of this movie that doesn't quite work, because the characters are great. I'm into it. The monkey's cute. There's a lot going on. It's 2 hours, but the pacing's really good, mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother me that it's 2 hours. Until, I want to say, the last quarter of the film.
It kind of lost me in the last quarter of the film.
It doesn't quite make sense. And... it kind of lasted too long. Like, I feel like it should have just gone quickly at the end.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I don't really get what's going on. they're being injected with brain material. Yeah, is it Alan's brain material? Like, why is the monkey being injected with brain material causing a psychic connection with Alan?
I don't know. That never made sense to me.
It does not make any sense. But basically, Alan and Ella are connected mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hates someone, she'll go kill them.
Right, but why would the brain tissue make anybody more aggressive? It's not like it's testosterone.
No, I don't understand. I thought maybe initially, like, oh, maybe they had to, like, cut out part of his brain during the surgery. Not that that makes sense, but maybe. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he used that part of the brain to inject into Ella, but they definitely didn't say that.
No.
And that was the only thing I could think of that made sense to why they would be any kind of psychically connected.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
And she gets, like, I don't know. Why don't they just make it so she loves him and she's protective of him?
Right. She does love him.
Yes.
And then, yeah, there's that weird bit where he can, like, see where she's going in the night.
Yeah. I think they kind of just jumped the shark a little bit there.
I agree. That's a great use of the term for this movie, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
Yeah.
But there's these little things where I'm like, why are we doing that?
We're like, let's
pull back. We could probably
have
made an hour and a half long movie and mm-hmm. it would have been choice.
Yes. I agree.
But like I said, the characters are super good.
They're so good. And yeah.
I was surprised at how good the majority of this film was.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a real 80s B movie, kind of.
I thought it was too. And I've been, okay, so I don't know if you've had this experience, Carly, but the image on this, I want to say VHS tape with the monkey, like toy monkey on it. Mm-hmm, I've seen this a bazillion times. I've seen it a million times. I knew the title Monkey Shines. I knew what the image on the poster looked like. Mm-hmm. And I've known it since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed it was Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really Goofy. I mean, it has Goofy moments, but overall, it's not at all a Goofy film.
Do you think that the name of the movie is kind of like a nod to Stephen King and The Shining? Because, like, they're shining together, you know?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Maybe we need to read the novel.
Maybe
the psychic connection makes more sense, because George A. Romero said that they recut the film against his wishes.
Oh.
And that's why he went back into independent filmmaking. Like, he was just over it. Because this is one of his first big studio films. And he was like, nah, I'm over it. I'm going to go back to doing my own thing. Because, yeah, it's not fun when someone chops up your movie and makes it something different.
No,
and then
that's
it sucks.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I wonder if they got really, you know, if they're the reason for the ending being so weird.
It might be. We might have to read the book.
I know. I'm curious. But yeah, I think the title, you're right. I think The Shines is maybe just how much brain material they were giving to this monkey caused them to have psychic powers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I mean, I would recommend it. I think people should watch this movie. Like I said, I've seen this since I was a child at the movie video store, video rental store, Blockbuster, whatever. And I've been wanting to see it, I think, forever. And I think I knew George A. Romero directed it. But then I definitely forgot, because when I was watching it, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't remember it either.
So, I mean, seriously, surprisingly good. Surprisingly good.
I concur.
I'm into it.
I'm glad that we watched it.
Me too. Super glad. All right. You want to introduce the next one, or do you have anything else you want to add?
That's it. Check it out.
Let me see. I guess I can see if I have notes, but there is some, like, weird music.
Yeah.
at the end, there's like almost sitcom hijinks style music at the end, which was out of place and strange. There's this the jump scare at the end where the monkey comes out of his
back. The alien style.
That was definitely not George A. Romero's idea.
No, that was an added moment, courtesy of someone else.
And then I just made a note of Carly triggers with timestamps. Those are my notes.
And I really appreciated that.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Are we ready? I think we're ready.
We're ready. We're ready. I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this. Oh, is it my turn? It's my turn.
Yeah.
Twister from 1996. It's directed by Jean Dupont. Didn't say that right. Jean Dupont. Is that right?
Yes.
Don't matter. Who did Speed and The Haunting. It's written by Michael Crichton and Anne-Marie Martin. The IMDb summary is Bill and Joe Harding, advanced storm chasers on the brink of divorce, must join together to create an advanced weather alert system by putting themselves in the crosshairs of extremely violent tornadoes.
Such an epic sounding IMDb summary.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Not in this one.
Not a lie is told.
Mm-mm.
I don't know that I've ever seen this.
And please tell me what your thoughts were.
I loved it.
Yay.
What's not to love?
It's so good.
It's very weird, mm-hmm. but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what. See, I think I've seen it, but it was so long ago that I remember zero of it. So it was like I was watching it for the first time. The only thing I remembered was the cow flying, which everyone remembers.
Yes.
I love Helen Hunt. I don't know if you know this about me. I actually really love her a lot. And I think she's a great actress and underutilized in film. And I love her in this.
She's so good.
She's wonderful.
I mean, we have an amazing cast. We have Helen Hunt. We have Bill Paxton. We have Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
Alan Ruck. We have Carrie Elwes, obviously.
Obviously. I can't believe you didn't name him first.
I mean, I needed to get the everybody else's big players
sure.
first.
Sure.
Jamie Gertz. You can go on and on. There's so many people in this that you might even not like know the name of, but you definitely like know who they are.
Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
That's Alan Ruck.
Oh, okay.
I actually knew his name.
All right. Fancy.
And very fancy.
No one names of things.
And then Meg. I don't know what her name is, but I know she's in a lot of stuff. The Aunt Meg.
Aunt Meg. Auntie Meg.
But this
Lois Smith.
Yes, thank you. I wouldn't have gotten it.
I knew that in my head. I wasn't reading it off IMDb.
But there's just so many just golden moments. This movie made me want to go see The Shining in a drive-in because of that epic scene. It also just made me want to go chase tornadoes.
What about seeing Twister at a drive-in?
I would. Yeah. It'd be very meta to get to that drive.
It would
scene.
Be super meta. It'd be super meta.
But this movie just makes me so excited. Storms are just so crazy and beautiful, but also terrifying. And to just think of people that do this, that like get into their cars and like chase down tornadoes, it's pretty cool, I think.
I think it's a very interesting subject for a film. I like the way they did it. I don't know that there's anything like unnecessary really in the movie. Like, I feel like it moves pretty quick. It's another almost 2 hour long film, but it didn't feel like 2 hours. It Mm-mm. moves. It's exciting. Storms scare the crap out of me. I think that like Helen Hunt is basically like Helen Hunt's character is like a superhero. I don't know how she survived all of these tornado attacks.
Because she knows.
I mean,
she knows the tricks.
The tricks of the most unpredictable weather of all time.
And how to be safe in that, in those moments.
I mean, were they safe any of the times?
I mean, she was, she wanted, it's they for science.
They were safe zero times, Amy, Carly.
It's for science.
I understand, but I'm just saying they were safe zero times. Of all the times when they could make safe decisions, they made zero safe decisions.
They made the safest decisions they could make in the moment. Mm,
did they? Did yes. they?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. I liked the, you know, they were splitting up aspect. I liked that he was like, I'm not back, I'm not back. And then obviously was back because you knew he was going to be back. Of course
How
he's going to
be back.
Back?
You don't just walk away from something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If that's in your bones,
I like that they were taunting him. Like, I like very good character development, very good, like, banter between characters, very entertaining. I think Bill Paxton was perfect for this role, which is really funny because did you know Tom Hanks was originally supposed to play Bill?
I didn't until we did this movie, and then I looked it up and I saw that fun fact.
Because he was like, he was literally like cast, ready to go, and then was like, just kidding. I think Bill Paxton would be great for this, and then basically got Bill Paxton the role.
It's funny because I could actually see Tom Hanks in this role, but I
you
like
can see
Bill
Tom
Paxton
Hanks in
better.
Any role. Let's
it's
be
true.
Real. That man can do anything.
He really can. He is.
He really can.
He's great. But I think that I love Bill Paxton in this.
I think that I love Bill Paxton, too.
You think?
Well, you just said that. So I was just copying what you said.
No,
you said,
think
I think
love
that
more.
I love Bill Paxton. And I said, I think that I love Bill Paxton, too.
How about we know? We know that we love Bill Paxton.
We know without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that we love Bill Paxton in this role.
Yes.
And just in general.
Yes.
Kurt Russell and Michael Keaton also up for Bill. Interestingly enough.
I don't think I would have liked Michael Keaton for this role.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like Kurt Russell, what the fuck, no.
I don't think I would
Michael
like him
Keaton,
for it
maybe.
Either. I don't think Michael, no.
Michael Keaton could have done it. He's just not as handsome as Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton is so handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it's that true. Hair.
It's true. It's true. And who doesn't love Aunt Meg?
Everyone loves Aunt Meg.
She's a treasure to behold.
Even when she jokes about killing the cow. It makes me laugh so hard.
While we're talking about animals.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with this film.
Go.
About the dog at the beginning of the movie. Because they just about gave me, they gave me a heart attack with every single dog in this film. And I could not. How are they going to leave that little baby on the bed?
They didn't. She grabbed him.
She did not. She called him. She left the little baby at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And he almost didn't make it, Carly.
He made it.
He almost didn't, though. Because
he was basically a Kenobi.
They
he's
left
basically a
him
Toto.
To fend for himself.
You're right. I remember the dad saying that.
He's like 6 pounds. You cannot.
He almost flew away.
I can't believe that dog made it.
Because he's a Cairn, and they just, I don't know if he's a Cairn, but he looked like a
It's
a
an F5 tornado, and they just leave this little 6-pound dog to fend for itself. No. Terrible dog parents.
It's true. Well, the dad didn't make it, so.
Yeah, well.
I really thought that they grabbed
him.
The dog.
They didn't.
Because I thought that she was holding the dog when the dad flew away.
Negative. Well, she is, because they let the dog in after.
So, oh, like, yeah, because he was scratching on the
down,
door. Yeah.
They go down, and the dog's, like, barking and chasing them, and they're already in there.
Okay, yes,
and then
yes,
the
okay,
daughter's like,
yes.
Open the fucking door for my dog, please. And then he does, and the dog comes in. And then for some reason, he's holding the door closed. Like, why? You're underground. Just get in the back corner.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's doing that. He's making bad decisions.
Because he had to get carried away.
Why?
Because Steven Spielberg said that he should die in the beginning.
I mean, but he could have died other ways. Like, it was just weird. like, I don't know, if I was in that scenario, because when we were watching, it's like, why is he trying to hold that shut? A, he's not going to be able to hold it shut.
No.
Like, it's flimsy and old. Just get in the back corner and hold on tight.
Yeah, hold on to your kid and the dog.
Yeah.
He had to go, though. What are you doing
with that piece of wood? It's not going to do anything.
We needed a reason for Helen Hunt's obsession. And Steven Spielberg said, kill the dad. I mean,
I'm
okay with
it. I'm just saying the dad's kind of dumb and maybe he deserved it. I'm just saying. Just saying. What happened to mom, by the way? She's nowhere around.
Mom wasn't in the picture.
Maybe they both should have died. And then it makes sense that Aunt Meg raised her.
Yeah, because Aunt Meg knew what's up.
I don't know where mom is. I'm confused about that.
She wasn't in the picture.
Okie doke. I wrote a note that said, I'd like to think that I'm a Joe, but I'm definitely a Melissa.
I gotta go. We got cows.
I like to think that I'm the badass in this, but I'm not. I'd be like the little whiny baby. In fact, I think Melissa was way tougher than I would be in that scenario, and I give Melissa a lot of fucking credit.
Oh, she's a great character.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's.
I love her.
Me
I
too.
I feel bad for her.
Don't worry about me. I know my way home.
Part of me thought she might end up with Philip Seymour Hoffman at the end.
Oh, Philip was into her.
They kind of had a thing going.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Did you know that there's a scene that they obviously edited
testicles
out of the film where Philip Seymour Hoffman is showing everyone his business?
His balls are just right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Did you get to see
I've
that
never seen it.
Edit? Oh.
No. Unless it was in the theatrical version.
No, I don't think so.
But no.
No. It's too bad.
Never got to see a screener of Twister. I wasn't cool back then.
Not How do you I'm feel cool about now, this really cow cool. flying through the air?
I like to think that it landed safely somewhere. That's what I've literally always told myself. It gets gently laid down.
When do tornadoes gently lay down anything?
The truck?
Did it.
No. It's fine. The cow's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
When it throws the tractor trailer, how is their truck fine? But the tractor trailer is like flying at that point in time.
Because movie magic.
Got it. Okay. But like in real life, that doesn't make sense, right?
Probably not. If the if the tractor was tossed and really crashed down.
I mean, there's several times when I'm like, they should be dying right now. Like when they're under the bridge, how did they survive that?
So I don't know if this is true. I've never really looked it up because I was told this prior to the internet being like what it is now. I think that the thing is, and why you get into basements is because when tornadoes go, they don't like dip down into like holes. So like one of the things is if like you're like out on the road and a tornado hits, you should get down and like lay into a ditch because that's like the safest place for you to be. I don't know if that's true. Again, that's just something that I was always told when I was little because I grew up in Chicago. So I think that that's kind of the theory behind them being safe in that under that bridge.
I know, but they're like outside. Like I get it.
No, exactly.
Like, in your like house.
No. Even outside. Like if you're on the side of the road, you're all supposed to like get into a ditch because of I don't know what the logistics are. To be honest,
because I guess it floats in the air. Like it's not really usually touching the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I grew up in upstate New York, and we had tornado warnings all the time. And I remember always having to go in the basement, and it was always very scary.
Did you ever, how cool was it though when like the sky would turn green and you'd hear like that siren? I would always get super jazzed up.
It's terrifying. I was terrified.
I was a weird kid.
Yes, you were. No, there's actually a neighboring town of mine actually got really badly damaged from a tornado. Like, it was a really big deal.
Oh, no. They're scary.
They're super scary, especially because they'll just, like, pick one house and then skip another. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
And come after you.
It comes after you.
Sorry, I had to.
It's okay. It's okay.
I've seen this movie fair. So many times.
I lined it up. You had to hit it.
I did. It was coming right at me.
There was a really great part of this film where, like, Helen Hunt is like, I need to take a shower. And she, like, goes in and she, like, washes her hair. And then she gets out of the shower and her hair looks amazing.
It does.
It looks so amazing.
When she puts on her necklace again. And it just, like, lays perfectly. I know exactly the moment you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. Because how?
I don't know.
Do I get hair like that?
I want to know. Someone knows, tell me, because...
So upsetting, but also exciting at the same time. Yeah. To just see that movie magic of her hair just looking fucking
fantastic.
Fabulous. That's like some old school Pantene Pro V type shit.
Yeah, my hair is frizz ball. If, you know.
Mine is too.
She didn't even have a shower cap on. Like, are you kidding me? No.
Did she even wash her hair?
She didn't.
She just got it wet.
I don't know, but it looked amazing.
Because when she got in the shower and she got her hair, I was like, no, don't do that. Where's the hair dryer and your hair straightener? You don't have those things with you. You're going to look like a mess.
Just kidding. You're going to look amazing.
Just kidding. You look fucking fantastic. How?
10 out of 10. And she had that, like, claw clip down.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Those claw clips. Are those back in style yet?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, I should get one.
Yes. You absolutely should.
Do people still, like, put them on their mouths?
I don't know. I do. Oh. I do. So.
I love you. It's like, purse your lips and then you put it on your mouth and it hurts. Yep. And we don't know why we do this,
but
we all do it.
We do. We do. It's a thing.
Why do we do that?
I don't know, because it's like...
And it's not a kid thing, because I'm pretty sure if I had one now, I would still do it.
I'm telling you, I've done it.
Yeah.
Fairly recently.
I love where this conversation's going. All right, let me see. Do I have any notes? I love how there's four Dorothys, and we know immediately, there's going to be at least four tornadoes.
Yeah. Which one's going to work?
We don't know. Probably not till the last one.
It's definitely
probably the last
number
one
four.
Is the one that will work.
Yeah. The one where they take the Coke cans and make little wings.
How did they do that so quickly? I know there's a lot of them, you know, people working on this. But I still find it very exciting.
I do, too. And I appreciate that they showed them, like, cutting themselves with the aluminum. Because no way would that... have taken place without
they were
getting...
still somehow very prepared for it. They looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they fashioned these things so quickly, but it's good. I'm glad about it.
Yeah, they did great. I don't think I would have ever been able to cut Coke cans so seamlessly.
No. Not at least without, like, metal cutting shears.
Yeah.
Would make it a lot easier.
It's
but
true.
I don't think any of them had those.
No.
They made a template out of cardboard and they had, like, a box cutter, I think.
Yeah.
Which I think wouldn't even work very good.
And then, like, a screwdriver to poke the hole in the middle.
Yeah, I don't. That project should take a week. And they did it in a matter of moments.
I mean, it should have taken longer than a matter of moments, but I don't think a full week. I mean, that's if you're
it would take me a week.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Because I would not be good at that.
I'm like, you know, pull up a chair, put me in front of a show that I've seen 1,000 times, and I'll get to town.
I feel like when you said you've watched this many, many times, I feel like I will watch this many, many more times.
Yeah.
It's a good background movie. I feel like there's always something going on. You could look up at any point and see something fun.
Yeah, it totally is. It's whenever I see it on, I'm like, yeah, that I do want to watch that.
How do you feel about Jonas's demise?
I mean, if he wasn't such a dick, then he might have lasted a little longer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they warned him.
He really, like, they tried. They tried to get him out of there. Yeah. And he was just so full of himself that he didn't take the advice of the pros.
I mean, that driver should not have listened.
No, he should have been like, look, I know you're paying my bills, but money don't matter if I'm dead.
Yeah. I'd like to not die.
Exactly.
You
know?
Yeah, you'd think.
This
movie was nominated for 2 Oscars?
For what?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Let's look at it. Best sound.
Okay. Okay, I
and
can see it.
Best visual effects.
Okay.
Did not win.
No, but I can did see not it. Win.
But it won a BAFTA for best achievement in special visual effects.
I can see it. I like it.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff, Carly. Interesting things.
Very interesting.
Now, here's something I actually remember. This movie winning an MTV Movie Award.
I love it.
Best action sequence for the truck driving through farm equipment, which is by far my favorite scene in this movie.
It was like,
it's hilarious. Hilarious. When she's like, debris. And he's like, debris? It's like, tractors.
It's so good. I remember the clip that they showed, now that you said that, for yes. the MTV Movie Award.
I'm telling you, right?
Yeah.
I remember that
left.
Shit.
Right. Left.
It's a really good scene.
I love the scene at the end where they go into the farmhouses and it's just like all this murder equipment. And they're like, Jesus, who are these people?
Murder equipment. Did you just call farm equipment murder equipment?
Yes.
I love that. It's a murder barn. They stumbled upon a murder barn.
They really did. There is so
much. You don't want to be in a murder barn during a tornado. Let me tell you what.
No, that's terrifying. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a good part.
That's so good.
This was a good part.
There's so many good moments like that in this movie.
Oh, my goodness. There was probably something called the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards. And this won twice.
Well, whoever was in charge of, I mean, we don't know about it because, you know.
Jamie Gertz won Worst Supporting Actress, which how is that possible?
That's rude.
In 1996, there's no fucking way.
No. Who was she up against? I need to see this category
nomination. I don't know, but I really want to know now. And then it's Worst Screenplay. For a film grossing more than $100 million.
Bullshit. What was this called? The Stinker Awards?
The Stinkers Bad Movie Awards. Never heard of it, by the way.
No. Well, there's a
never
reason.
Never heard of it. I do not like these people.
No.
What is wrong with you?
That's terrible.
Jamie Gertz was up for Worst Supporting Actress for a Razzie, too. This won a Razzie also. What the fuck? In 96 and 97, like, what other movies were out? Biodome,
Happy Gilmore, Jingle All the Way. Bogus. That was not a great
Bogus.
Flick.
Striptease.
I was going to say Demi Moore was nominated for Worst Actress for The Juror and Striptease.
Barb Wire came out that year.
Yep.
Come on.
She
now.
Was also nominated for Worst
we're
Actress.
But I don't even understand. I thought Jamie DeGertz did great. Like, what did she do that was so bad? Did I miss something?
I'm trying to find her category. I found the section of it. So for Worst Picture, Twister was nominated along with Independence Day, The Stupids, Jack, and Twister, and Striptease won that.
Oh, Mulholland Falls, Melanie Griffith won Worst Supporting Actress against Daryl Hannah, Jamie Gertz, Faye Dunaway, and Terry Hatcher.
Oh, Worst Supporting Actress for that year. The winner was Jamie Gertz. She was also against Brenda Fricker in A Time to Kill, Melanie Griffith for Mulholland Falls, Faye Dunaway, and then Rita Wilson.
I don't like this.
Me either.
That's rude.
Rita Wilson is a treasure, and Jingle All the Way is fantastic.
These people spend time.
I like that we're getting shitting all over it.
I'm upset about it. I don't really like that. That Happy Gilmore is up for it either.
Me either. That movie is great.
Fucking fantastic. Watch that movie a billion times.
Yes.
No problems.
None.
All right. That was a bad ending, though. Probably shouldn't have gotten into that.
We went there. I was just curious. She didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve it.
She definitely didn't. I thought she did great. No problems. No complaints.
None.
She fit right in.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Should we spin the wheel or should we talk a little bit about... I feel like you have been watching a lot of things. Do you want to mention any of it?
What have I been watching?
Did you see Malignant? Did you see Candyman?
Yes.
How do you feel about both of those?
I really enjoyed both of them.
Really? Okay.
I loved Candyman. I really had so much fun with Malignant.
I put Malignant on the wheel, by the way.
Good.
Because I want to watch it.
I
don't want to go to the theater for it, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can hear that, but someone was like revving their engine really hard outside my door.
How dare they?
I know. I saw those two movies. I feel like I saw something else. But shows wise, I started watching White Lotus, and then I started watching Nine Perfect Strangers.
I don't know what that is.
That's the movie or the show on Hulu with Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Which I really like. I actually really like both of those movies or those shows. White Lotus is on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Steve Zahn in it.
Oh, I love him.
I know. He's great. And then...
I watched Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, how's that?
Which is on Hulu, and that's with Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I need to watch
that. I'm 3 episodes in. I really like it.
Are they weekly, or did they do all of them?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I need to watch that.
I think they might be weekly.
I saw Shang-Chi.
I don't know what... Oh, yeah,
the new Marvel. I know
what that is. Yes. I heard it's good.
I really liked it. It's got some of the most beautiful.
I like Kim's Convenience. And the guy who is the main guy in that movie is from Kim's Convenience.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He's great.
He is great.
He's really great.
Pretty studly, if you do ask me.
Oh, he's a babe.
Yeah.
He is.
Uber babe.
An absolute babe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's see.
I watched the new AHS.
Oh, yes. I need to do that.
Which you need to be watching, by the way.
I need to watch it so I can just talk about how much I love Evan Peters every episode.
You're going to love it. I don't want to say I haven't loved an American Horror Story in a long time, because I did like the one from a couple years back, the Apocalypse one.
Did you watch? I don't think I watched that one.
Oh, you got to. It's so good.
That's the one with like the bomb goes off at the beginning in the first episode, right? Or like the world explodes or something and they go underground. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
Basically merges in the first, second, and third season.
Okay.
Or fourth season of American Horror Story into the story. It's really good.
Did you watch any of the American Horror Stories?
Not yet.
I watched a couple and I actually really liked those.
Yeah, I feel like it's coming back.
Yeah.
This season's really good.
I'm excited. Because Macaulay Culkin is...
it's really good because of...
Evan Peters.
Macaulay Culkin and Evan Peters. Evan Peters is fucking so good in it.
I love him so much. I'm so glad he's back.
And I don't remember the name of the woman... She's the older woman in all of the American Horror Stories.
Oh, the maid?
The maid.
Yeah, I don't know her name either.
She is so good in this. Like, she was good in all the other ones, but I feel like she's really found it in this character. Like, I really love her as this character. It's good. I don't want to say it's scary, though. It doesn't feel scary.
Frances Conroy.
She's fantastic in this.
She's great.
But yeah, I wish it was a little scarier, and maybe it will get there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's nothing, it's still entertaining. It's nothing, but I don't know how to want to say that. You know what I mean.
I get you.
If nothing, it's nothing if not entertaining. There we go.
There it is.
I'm enjoying it. And those are the main things. I'm still watching Ted Lasso, which is, I just love Ted Lasso.
I need to watch that too.
You really do. I finished Vampire Diaries, which was sad.
Aww.
And I tried watching some of the spinoffs, and I just can't get into it.
Yeah. I almost started Gilmore Girls again, so that's where I'm at.
Oh, wow.
That's where I'm at.
I picked up my Twilight book again.
Oh.
The Edward one. I can't think of the name of it.
Yep.
Because I never finished it.
Midnight Sun?
Midnight Sun.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm finishing that.
Okay.
Because I've been just wanting to read something at night to help fall asleep without watching TV. And so I've been doing that. Which sparked me into rewatching Twilight, which I did.
I love it.
All of it.
That's fantastic. Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
You don't. You don't.
And that's it. That's all I got.
I like it.
Should we spin the wheel?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's spin the Wheel of Terrors. Ooh. Oh, we got it all in one. Game of Death and The Hunt.
Yes. Okay, well, we know that that makes me excited. Game of Death, from 2017, I'm guessing. It's on Shudder.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
I thought it was older than that.
I'm guessing that's the one.
Okay.
It's a horror, mystery, and thriller made in Europe.
Let me look it up. I'll double check it.
Okay.
Look up The Hunt. I think that's on
HBO.
The
Hunt is on HBO. Yeah. I already know because I'll have almost watched it like 3 times this week.
Game of Death 2017.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Yeah. Similar plot.
Wonderful.
Boom. Okay. So Game of Death's on Shudder and The Hunt is on HBO.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. And the wheel, I mean, just double feature.
Thank you, wheel.
Thank you, wheel. All-knowing wheel of terror.
Did you put Friday on the wheel?
I didn't. I can add it, though.
Yeah,
I will.
I think it's on HBO.
All right. I guess that's it, then.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote for this week, folks.
Yeah.
I don't like the word folks. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
You just, lovelies.
You felt it and you went with it.
I want to recant that.
We won't do it again, you know?
You live, you learn.
Yeah.
You change.
Oh,
you know?
Wait. Can I say one more thing that I did?
No.
Okay.
Just kidding. Yes, of course. What is it?
I went to go see, I don't know what it's called, but it was like live Tarantino in concert or something. And it was like a mishmash of all of Tarantino's movies done in a really cool narrative, and there was singing, and it was so stinking cool. And it was at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. Oh. It's running through September. If you are in LA and you get a moment, I definitely recommend it because it was so cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Tarantino has great music in his movies.
Yes. And they like weave it into like having the different characters like singing it. And it's just like a really cool extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Did you ever watch Pretty Little Liars?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Janelle Parrish was in my cast that I saw. And she's in that show. And then Tracy Toms, who I think is the one that like put it together. I know her because she's like was from Broadway. She was in like the closing cast of Rent on Broadway.
Okay.
But she was also in Death Proof.
Oh. But which one was she in Death Proof?
She was the girl at the end that drove the car. Like, she's a beautiful black woman.
Gotcha.
Who she drove the car for Zoe Bell. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and her mm-hmm. voice is just, like, stunning.
Didn't she sing in the movie?
I don't remember if she sang in Death Proof.
I feel like she hummed or did something.
I mean, she's...
I just rewatched that recently, yeah. And it was a treasure. It was wonderful.
It's so good. Isn't it just so fun?
It's a very good movie.
It really is.
I love Kurt Russell so much.
Oh, my God. He is just chilling.
He is terrifying. Stuntman
Mike.
Think he channeled the Hitcher in that role a little bit?
I really think he did.
I feel like he did.
Because...
I feel like he did.
He's so good. He's just chilling in that. And poor Rose McGowan.
Oh, my God.
Just taken right out.
Her with her blonde, long hair in that movie.
Yeah.
So weird. All right. That's it for this week, then.
Yes, that's it.
Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.